Circle of Doubt by Tracy Buchanan. Performed by Karen Cass and Matthew Lloyd Davis.
Monday, 14th September, 8:10 a.m.
I don't like the new blinds your fake parents have got, Isla. I can barely see you through them from my hiding place at the back of your garden. Just a flash of your small, perfect hand as it twirls in the air. A quick glimpse of your dark locks as you bounce around the room in your school uniform. Now I understand why Garrett, my private investigator, has struggled to take sufficient photos and videos of you the past few weeks. I can't tell you how frustrating it's been to only be able to grasp at small pieces of you, when I ought to have you as a whole. Pain, heaped upon pain. And then to be subjected to Garrett's weekly reports too, each one confirming the mediocrity of the people who call themselves your parents. But suddenly, there, the blinds go up briefly, and before me is an unfiltered view of you, my girl, as you sneak a look outside. The joy I feel makes it difficult to breathe for a moment. Are you looking at me? I think you are. Maybe you sense we have the same blood running through us. Maybe you sense we'll be together soon. But as quickly as the blinds are open, they're shut again. It takes every ounce of control I have to contain my rage. I peer behind me towards the angular red crane erupting from the treetops in the distance. The digger below it poised to begin work, tearing up the bed of the forest. Not long, darling. Not long.
Monday, the 14th of September. 8:15 a.m. That's strange, Emma said, as she looked out at the red crane jutting from the top of the woods like a metal giraffe. She was standing at her kitchen window, nursing a lukewarm cup of coffee as she waited for her daughter Isla to finish breakfast. Emma's husband, Deli, grabbed a piece of burnt toast from the toaster, yelping in pain as it scorched his fingers.
Maybe a tree's come down.
Emma laughed. Do they use cranes for fallen trees?
How would I know?
Deli said, as he gave her a quick peck on the cheek.
I sell books for a living, not trees. Right, better go. See you later.
He walked to the kitchen table, where Isla was slurping up cereal as she watched her iPad. She peered up at her dad with a smile as he kissed the top of her dark hair and left the kitchen, blowing kisses at them before disappearing out of the house. Emma smiled to herself. It was good to see him happy. Right, she said, peering at her watch. Time to finish that or we're going to be late. Again, Isla said, rolling her brown eyes. Isla was right. The first day of the new school year, and it looked like they were already going to be breaking their promise to be on time every day this term. That would mean yet another sour look from the school's stern head teacher, Mrs. Gould, and of course more raised brows from the mums at the school gates. It was hard enough fitting into a tight-knit community like Forest Grove as a newcomer, and yes, Emma still felt like a newcomer despite moving in 7 months ago.